Cast Ranger.
Welcome to Extra Extra Cast Ranger. We have a full room tonight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of us here tonight. Gar, you're back.
Yeah. Rodeo Morrow's still stuck up in there, but Bison King is out.
You managed to pass the Bison?
Yeah.
And you will stay away from Bison King from now on.
You were the one that shoved him up my ass!
It's because you wanted to. You said you were horny, so
yeah.
Bison King horns! I explained this last week.
Anyway, but yeah, I got to play some, like, a lot of video games. I got to catch up on Pokemon.
I swear to God, though, if I catch you sticking my Plezo Megazord up your ass...
Just because it's close to the word pleasure doesn't mean you have permission.
Sorry, it's in my butt tonight.
Cell, it's okay. You can.
Okay.
Yeah, everything. With
you always have butt permission.
Sorry, but this, what did I miss for news? Let's
take off your fucking name tag!
No.
Here,
but
give it to me.
Take it off.
Give me the
name tag! We know who you are. No one can see it. Take it off.
But the people listening need to have his name tag so they know who
Gar,
he is.
Gar, seriously, take off your name tag.
Gar, give me your name tag.
Why?
Give me your name tag.
Cell's trying to steal your identity.
Oh, I see what's going on.
Yes.
Give me your name!
I just
said. Trying to take it off.
Isn't it just a clip-on?
It actually does. This is the weirdest news ever.
Speaking of
news. Okay, continue on with the news while I try to take my name tag off.
Wait, yeah. Gar, that's why it's on. You can't get it off, can you? Anyway, on to the news.
Oh, okay, so,
I swear to God, for a second, I thought I saw because I didn't look at the screen fully. I thought it was just Flowey on screen for a second. I was like, "What the fuck was that?"
No.
Okay, there we go. We got that.
Okay, so first bit of interesting thing we saw, we got an actual photo of the Juo King toy. Wow, it is just a pile of blocks.
We already knew that.
We knew it was just stack them.
I know.
No, this looks stupid. If I was interested in this Megazord, I would rather keep it in the storage cube mode.
Which I just
That looks better.
Like, here's the thing. I don't know if it can, but looking at the box, it looks like the arms can, be moved, outwards. But the toy itself doesn't look like it can do that.
Okay, is this just gonna be a trend now, though? Like, starting with Tokyuger, they made, very straightforward. Then with the Ninja, it got so super crazy. Now with this, they're going to...
They're, reeling it back?
Yeah, I know. Is that going to be a thing? The season after this, it's going to be super crazy Megazord again, and the one after that...
You know what?
Now it's concentric circles.
I'm trying to think of,
I feel like they're actually going to do that this season, because eventually they're just going to stack more and more of them together. They are.
Finally got the name tag. There. Now I'm Gar. I'm the yellow caster.
We should just do a new roll call for him. Just wait. Yellow caster.
No, now I'm gonna take your hair. I got Ichi's glasses, Raven's hat. Now I'm all the casters.
Composite caster.
Should we do that?
Wait, does that mean that I'm the actual caster
role
now?
No, I'm all the casters. I just do the roll call.
You're cell caster.
No.
Get it?
No. Cast caster!
Cell caster!
Ichi gets it.
Oh my God.
I don't want it.
Basically.
Cell had all of the Z Fighters' DNA in it.
I think the Q-Rex is the only Megazord that's done it, but honestly, I want to see Megazords that, you turn a dial or something and it moves on its own. The Q-Rex, the one in Japan, actually moved.
Yeah, the problem with that, though, is you need to add, a little mechanics into all of it, and that's just
it would make that loud, geary noise.
Yeah.
And then more money would be put into it, and then it would be more expensive.
Anyways,
no interest. This...
Moving on to the Changer.
Sort of.
I'm...
kind of curious about it.
Okay, the concept still infuriates me, but... I'm waiting to see a video of how it actually functions.
Because it's a Rubik's Cube.
Because, think about it. Why would you... don't need to actually turn anything on it.
Actually, it does, though.
No, I know you can, but why would you need to when you can just open it and access all the functions right there?
I'm sure, for the purposes of a toy, they made it so that you could just snap it open. But maybe in the actual show, you do need to unlock it. It's like, the twisting unlocks it, so then you can flip it. That's what I would guess.
It's how the Rangers prove they're worthy. They have to solve the Rubik's Cube first.
The thing, though. Thinking about it, the part that flips open is the bottom third. So if you're holding it, upright, and you, turn it, it wouldn't the top part that would have to flip open is too heavy to have flipped open. That, you know what I mean?
That it's on a hinge, so technically it always
so
be...
So in order to solve it, you'd have to hold it upside down and then somehow turn the bottom one so that the top part flips open.
Again, I'm going to say it's a toy. They need to make it simple for the kids.
This isn't simple!
Maybe in the show. We'll see. We'll see. I need to see it in movement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next month we will.
Yeah, I'm done with Zoolander.
I'm actually looking forward to the film.
I am too. I think this is going to be a really good Sentai.
Enough with the news. Was Zoolander? I'm going to wait for the show.
They released a sample of the opening and ending, and both of them sound, like, amazing.
Oh, yeah. It's so upbeat. It's so anime-like.
No.
My
description of the Zoolander opening sample was, it sounds like a Sentai opening. Like, the ninjas, it's fun, but... doesn't feel Sentai. Like, Gokaiger's opening, that was a Sentai opening.
Oh, my favorite Sentai opening will always be Go Hunter.
Alright, let's have that discussion another time.
Fuck you, Ichi!
Moving on.
This is the news segment, not a special topic.
Yeah, this is
the news segment, not Lane's
this
opinion.
This is news,
it's
not...
It's called making relations to other shit! Fuck that, you!
That's opinion, not news! You're not the news.
We're an
I'm the news
podcast.
But this is the news show, not the opinion show.
Fuck you.
It's Mike. News then opinion. Speaking of news, Necrom confirmed. Yeah. Woo! It's Alan.
Alan.
I am so happy.
What's with the outfit? That's what I want.
He gets the same outfit that fucking Javel and Adele are wearing.
I just don't like the cape.
I love it. I like his first outfit better, but this is cool.
My quick opinion on this really quickly is, I'm not mad, but I was actually hoping it was gonna, mainly for me, I was hoping it was gonna be Javel.
He's not mad, he's just disappointed.
I'm not disappointed, fuck off.
So you're mad?
I was quoting the parenting trope.
But that's nice, anyways, you're not my fucking dad, so whatever. Anyways.
Well, that's where you're wrong, Link, because we got the DNA results in today.
I was hoping it was either Javel, or I was hoping it was gonna be Adele's brother, but I'm not mad that it's Alan.
But deep down, you knew
Lane,
it was Alan.
It is Adele's brother. Alan is Adele's brother. You meant you hoped that it was Adele.
Whatever.
I'm so glad I caught that. I think I know what's wrong with this picture altogether. It's the Mega Eloder. It looks too big.
It is too big. We established that already. But it has to be big because it's got to fit icons in it.
Oh yeah, I thought of like because you know how he's gonna like he's evil right now, so he's gonna be an evil rider.
Yeah.
If he does turn to good, I already know how this is gonna play out. I'll talk about it in the actual podcast, but yeah, I have a feeling.
As I mentioned before, I hope he stays evil. As cool as he is, I'm not sure I want another chase.
We haven't had a constant evil rider since.
Kaiza?
No, Kaiza, he was just a dick.
Dark Kiva? The end?
Unless you count the end of Kiva.
Poseidon? Eternal?
You don't count movie riders!
No, you don't count.
Come on, Gar, get your head in the game.
Alternate Dimension Skull?
I'd say Duke.
Kabuki?
Okay, yeah, Duke.
Yeah.
No, Kickhopper.
Or Sigurd.
He was also kind of just an emotional dick. Anyway,
we're going with Duke!
On.
The answer's Duke! Next! There was a spy shot of Ghost, what looks like Ghost Grateful Dimashi, because it's fucking hodgepodge of colors. There's like...
By hodgepodge, you mean blue and gold.
No, there's like blue on the waist, and the legs are red.
And it looks like there's a girl sucking his dick.
The upper part is white, and the helmet is like silver.
What I love about this shot is it really looks like a guy was hiding in the bushes to get this.
Yeah, his legs are spread so far apart, it looks like he's trying to have a piss.
I think Toei actually does.
He's grateful for a little privacy, thank you.
I actually came up with a great idea now.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I'm working on a movie, I literally make fake spy shots.
That's a great way to get fired.
Alright. You guys' jobs, you have to take spy shots. Here are some very crappy cameras.
This is when you
go
leak
hide
this.
Those bushes over there.
This is when you leak that one.
Yeah.
We're not paying you to do this, but you'll get the exposure.
I feel like there should be like a video of just like a Japanese guy who's just like, okay, So I'm hiding. I'm near the ghost set. I'm about to see the fallen form. He like runs up in the middle of the shooting, just like, oh my god, that's so cool.
Oh no,
did he get that guy?
Oh no, they slaughtered me. I'm gonna stick my finger in his bum.
Lane, do we have to go back to when you hopped onto the set of Forza and saw Cosmic State, and then we had to press charges?
Gar, you know that never happened. I wish it did, but
not officially.
In your dreams.
Moving on.
My wildest dreams.
Moving on.
What's that from again?
Space Jam.
All right.
Not really.
So this is kind of a plot point from the episode that we're going to talk about in the regular show, but I thought it was worth mentioning in the news.
I fangushed about this.
So apparently in episode 44 of Ninja, we see a flashback of younger Yoshitaka, who is apparently played by the actual son of the actor who plays Yoshitaka.
He's 68, so yeah, no.
Yeah,
I think that's a really nice touch, because even in the episode you can tell like the resemblance between the two.
Yeah, which is great. So yeah, the actor who plays Yoshitaka, Takashi Sasano, his son Shota was the one who played the younger version of himself.
That's what I was saying, like when in Drive, like when they showed like a flashback of Shinosuke when he was a kid, like around his dad's corpse, they should have used his younger brother.
Oh yeah,
who looks actually a shit ton like him.
Yeah,
maybe he doesn't want to be an actor, Lane.
But here's fair. There's just one thing that really bugs me about, you know, I'll save it for the actual podcast.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. More ninja news.
Is that Makai Knight from Garo? What's up with this?
Oh,
let me say what it is first.
It's Makai Knight, that's what it is.
So, Kuemon is apparently getting an upgrade.
AKA, she's digivolving.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's a he.
Sorry.
As of this week, it was officially revealed, not officially revealed, but, brought out to public knowledge within the show that Kyuemon is Gengetsu Kiba Oni's son, and that his real name is Shingetsu. So, apparently, Kyuemon gets a form upgrade by stealing Yoshitaka's Nintality.
Oh, I got it. Kyuemon digivolves into Mega Kyuemon.
Kyuemon becomes the last ninja.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh!
Watch. You know what's gonna happen? So Kyuemon's gonna steal the Nintality and become Last Ninja, and until they defeat him, and then the Nintality gets spread to all of them, and they're all the Last Ninja.
Oh, because it's a Sentai.
Watch, that's
how it's called
going.
It?
I did.
No, actually, here's one thing that would be cool to see. Split the Shozetsu part so they all have a piece of the armor.
Unrelated to the Nintality power, but sure, that'd be neat.
But, outpower Mega Kuemon, that's one.
Sure.
Makai Knight Kuemon, that's one.
Makai Kuemon.
Yeah, Makai Knight Kuemon.
He looks cool, though.
Yeah.
It does look cool.
Very monstrous.
It's like Skull Kuemon.
It's like something from Garo.
Hence the Makai Knight jokes. This was recently announced. Ninja is getting a V-cinema. Nin Girls versus Boys. Final Wars. It's called Final Wars!
Godzilla!
Wow.
But
here's the kicker. It comes out on my birthday! June 22nd! Yeah. And comes with an exclusive Ninshuriken.
Now, here, of course,
great! I get to celebrate my birthday with the fucking Ninjas.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. So, you know who I get to celebrate my birthday with?
I won't actually be celebrating right with the ninjas because I won't have access to the movie when it comes out.
Maybe.
I knew it.
Thanks for sharing.
Speaking of which, my birthday's next week.
Alright then.
Nobody cares.
Oh, Dara, don't you understand? You're not real.
You only exist in the game.
Toei, why you gotta be a bitch?
Oh, yeah, this.
So,
Toei's a bitch!
They're releasing a Blu-ray box compilation of the Sentai V-Cinema and Summer movies, which includes...
And crossovers.
Yeah, the V-Cinema and the movie Blu-ray box, which comes with the Super Sentai Summer movies and Versus movies from 1996 to 2005, which specifically goes from O-Ranger versus Cocker Ranger to Deca Ranger versus Abba Ranger.
No, that's just box set one. Box set two.
And then the second one is the actual series movies.
No.
From 2006 to 2013, minus the Gokaiger movies and some of Gosager and GoBusters.
No, basically, first box set is the Versus movies up until Deca Ranger versus Abba Ranger.
Which is what I already said.
And it has, the current, the Gal Ranger, Hurricanger, Abba Ranger, and Deca Ranger movies.
Oh,
and the second box sets this Magi Ranger movie until Ghost. No. Shikendra versus Goandra, and then it skips to the Go Buster movie.
Yeah.
Of V Cinema.
Both sets also come with extra materials such as trailers, poster art, TV spots, and material from the original home video releases.
Cool. See, this is what the I set, want from Shout Factory.
The set includes a bonus disc with behind-the-scenes footage and announcement event material. So, both box sets will cost 32,000 yen, and number one is coming out March 23rd, and the second is April 13th. And they are up for pre-order.
Why does Japan get all the good shit and we get
because they made the shows
and we get the crappy shit? Like, I'm not saying Power Rangers is shit. But I mean the show.
Didn't we get that one shit. Like compilation I think you of can all?
Go fuck yourself, Gar.
Didn't we get that one compilation of all Power Rangers that was kept in like a Red Ranger helmet?
Now it's outdated.
He doesn't like the yellow. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, Muffin.
We should get a new Ranger head every year.
Well, that, you know, we don't get, like, any bonus.
You know why they don't do any of that? It's
hard to do, man. Like, they gotta translate
both. Gar, you know why they don't do all that as much as Japan does? Because we have the shows on Netflix!
I was talking about the Sentai DVDs, but okay.
He was talking about
Sentai. Yeah,
he was. No, Gar, okay.
Were you asking why we don't get Sentai DVDs?
No, I mean, like, why can't we get all that shit?
He's saying why they want the Shout Factory DVDs.
They can't, that's harder to translate, dude.
Yeah.
You gotta, like.
Oh, no, no. He's talking about having trailers, poster, TV spots, and bonus materials in American Power Ranger DVDs. Oh, all that?
Yeah.
Money! Motherfucking money! Anyways, let's continue. Moving on.
Money, yo!
Some more Zuojo news.
Oh, here we go.
We got our first image of the big baddies. Holy fuck, I did not look at this.
I love blue guy on the left.
Yeah, what the... This is like...
Dogga!
Azar.
It looks like Dogga.
It's Pixel Dogga.
It's Pixel Obelisk the Tormentor.
These kinda, are the Death Gollies. They are...
The Death Gollies!
Death Galliot. Death Galleons? Galleons? Goliaths? I don't know. Death Galions?
Vicious aliens who attack the animal hero's home dimension of Zooland.
Okay, let's run down this list.
Yes, they're from Zooland.
The purple cube monster is named Azard.
That's badass.
The large... stop scrolling. The large-headed creature is called Kuval.
Who looks straight up like Vadamon on crack.
Or Megamind. The green female is Nylia. Nyla.
Or not Melee.
And the commander, and the one sitting in the white, is Geese.
Guinness.
Oh, Guinness.
So we don't have
one. Get it, Silver.
We don't have a name for the guy on
the creepy top. Little fucker on his head.
Maybe that's a part
unless
of
he's part of them. God!
We some massive are blaster one. Shit.
No.
Oh, my God. Listen to the plot of this. The Death Galleons are supposedly participating in a vicious contest known as the Blood Game that involves hunting all life in a chosen world. After 99 successful blood games, they have selected Earth to be home with their 100.
Okay, so
they're hunters!
They're goddamn predators!
That's awesome!
Wait, so it's a contest. So now the real question is, who ripped off who? Zoojer or fucking Ninja Steel?
I was gonna say,
Ninja Steel's it's a competition game show.
Okay,
contest!
That's true.
I love...
So wait, then who are these guys competing with if it's a contest?
We'll have to find
each other?
That would be interesting.
Actually, yeah, that would be interesting.
That'd be great, because we just had a Sentai where the ninjas or the rangers were competing against each other.
Okay, I just got an image of one of those kind of comics you see on 9Gag. It's like these guys with the subtitle, we're gonna hunt, we hunt the deadliest game on each planet. Cut to a predator? That's cute.
The deadliest game of all. Man...
But we all agree the purple guy is the best one.
His name is even awesome! Azard!
I am Azard!
He is immediately the best one on this whole spread out.
No, he's not Azard. I am Amazon!
I am Amazon! Yeah, we saw a clip from Masked Rider the other day where the other riders show up.
This is cool.
Amazon is fucking Goldar.
Also, you watch Zix.
Yeah.
Alright, taking bets. Will Azard be the Gabi of Zoojer?
Oh, you mean die in 10 episodes?
Yeah.
Probably.
Oh, I hope not.
He's the brute. He probably will. He's the muscle.
Alright, so you got the brute. You got the wisecracking ass.
You got the brute. You got the smart brains. One. You got the leader. You got the brains. You got the girl.
Yeah.
Thanks, Japan.
You got the girl who pushes the giant button.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, probably.
Can the guy with the big head be voiced by Frieza as well, so we have the exact same laugh?
Oh, all I know is the Green Chick is going to be voiced by the same fucking voice. Yeah.
Romy Park.
Like, I have that deep voice.
Romy Park.
Give us a sense.
Because Dayu from Shinkenger was.
Yep.
I was thinking more of Isarn's VA, but sure.
Oh, sure.
Look at him. He has blades for weapons.
Fucking
the white guy.
Cougar Miurie. Why not?
Hey,
what?
Like, the boss. He has blades for weapons.
Oh, yes. He's got, like, little claws.
Dude.
No, they look like tusks.
Actually, I really think it's like the main Hurricane.
Wait, zoom in on him.
If you can,
of course I can. I can do anything. This is the internet.
I'm the professor.
Okay, so break down these guys. Let's see. Yeah, the guy looks like he has tusks for arms.
It reminds me of something.
Oh yeah, it is a part of him. See, like it goes.
It's literally jutting out of his head. Ew. It's horrid.
That's actually cool.
Is he sitting or standing? I can't tell.
What's happening?
He's sitting. It's the Hurricane villain. He doesn't...
No, you know what it is?
He can't really move, but he's there.
As much as I shouldn't be making these kind of jokes, this is his stand.
As much as I love blank, fuck you.
go left. Go left top. Are those the Mooks?
I guess.
Who's that guy in the middle?
Episode 1 villain.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, the first monster of the week.
What the hell? What the?
He looks like some weird twisty knight.
No, he looks like the lipstick.
But yeah, their heads look fucked up.
Two of my
look like Virus from.
The Mooks' heads look all fucked.
Gamera.
Cool.
They've got tendrils.
Well, anyways, at least the villains look fucking awesome.
Yeah, Zoroger's got an upgrade.
It's another Tokyuger show! No, the Sentai and their mechs are dumb as shit, but the villains are amazing.
To quote Flango from Zix, yeah, well, so are they.
Bad news is, so did they.
Yeah.
Don't you fucking question me on my Zix lines.
Hey, if it weren't for me, you wouldn't have known Zix was on the website.
Hey, that's true. Ichi, time to get serious.
Everything we've done up till now is basic training.
Ichi was planning a raid on course, so,
Basically, short story short, I got a hug from Ichi. And he loves...
Yeah, Gar found...
Gar made Ichi's life.
Gar found a show.
Short story, really short.
Wait. You hugged him. And all he did was find you a show.
That I had been looking for since 2009.
Bitch, I ate your ass!
That wasn't canon!
Last time I saw Ichi give a huge appreciative hug was when I got him a Legacy Morpher.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Then I'm sure he gave you a huge appreciative load.
Yeah. Oh, did he?
Oh my god, he has a giant weapon.
Yeah,
Giant guy has giant weapon.
These guys look cool. Moving on.
So
some logos concept got pitched for the Lionsgate Power Rangers film for their logos.
Red versus blue, much?
Wow.
I feel like if it like that was in 3D, you'd like reach out on the logo. Ow!
Okay, so like,
go down.
Hold on. So like, these first ones are like really cool, and they could totally be like believable movie logos. Then we get down to these like fucking solid black vectors, and I'm like, I could do better logos than this.
I'm sure those would be like on toys and stuff, you know. The ones at the bottom kind of look like the Wild Force ones.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, I love the one that the ones at the top though. Poor Rangers.
Poor Rangers.
They tried to make a W out of two lightning bolts.
Anthony, show that one. Power Rangers.
They failed miserably.
So apparently these were done by graphics designer Manuel Miserly.
Born Legacy.
Who did Born Legacy. Posted on his official website his pitch for the logo for the film. Or rather, several pitches.
Yeah, remember, the film comes out March 24th,
2017. It is apparently an official pitch for the logo, so it's possible that one of these could end up as the actual logo for the movie.
Go to the top again. Not the first one, but the second one.
The PR?
No. That one, the one Ichi was just on. This one? The red with the... Like,
the one that
the
says Power Rangers in solid black with the red light behind
that
it.
That looks like something that you would see in the actual movie. You know what I mean? Maybe. Like Power Rangers.
I have to say, though, their choice of font is especially terrible for the P because it almost makes it look like a D. It's
Dower Rangers!
It's swooed... It's swooed as fuck.
I would much prefer them to just recycle the one from the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie.
We those were their accomplishments. Make our own.
Actually, speaking of the 2017 Power Rangers movie, quickly, we are getting toys for the movie by the end of 2016.
Okay.
So we're getting Ninja Steel stuff at the end of 2016 and the movie.
Yes, pre-promotion.
Because Bandai.
No, and that's why everyone does pre-promotion.
I love it.
Remember that's how we first learned what the Ninja Turtles looked like? Was the toys?
Yeah.
The funny thing is, like, apparently, according to this article, the designer of this logo, these logos, said that he was requested that the logo should have a futuristic design twist on the existing TV series logo.
So basically,
these look nothing like the original logos.
Not the original.
Except
logo.
Maybe this one right here, the middle one.
I don't know. Like, go to the top. They kind of have that, like, the way they, like, move together. Like, okay, it's got to be different, but it's got...
Honestly, I would sooner believe that these were logos for a sports team.
Or it shows that the red and blue ranger are the fucking primary important characters.
But why? It's odd.
It should be different colors.
But, like, the only one that looks even remotely real is this one here with power... Lightning Bolt Rangers. So, that's the long one.
It's like the one that's the PR. Yeah. Durr!
Durr! Durr! D! It looks like a D!
You know what's great?
Anthony, please show the appropriate ones as we're talking about these.
You know what's going to be great? Like, people are going to just say, this is ripping off the Harry Potter.
I just love this one here, like the first of the black ones, and it says "Durr" in big letters, and then underneath in small letters, Power Rangers. Durr, durr, Power Rangers.
No. Durr, durr.
Power Rangers.
Yeah.
So I can't get over how that clearly says poor Rangers.
Poor. The poor Rangers.
The poor Rangers.
Those poor Rangers.
Why did anyone think this was a good idea?
It was the same guy who did
the lightning bolts don't even make a W!
You know what's going to be cool? When we see one day which one they actually choose.
Yeah.
When we all go to the movie theater and be like...
And come out disappointed.
Because you know we will be.
Anyways.
Alright, moving on.
More news.
To quote TJ Omega, probably.
Yay! Official images of the Legacy Thunder Megazord got posted.
Actually, it's out.
It is, yeah, and it's yeah, out. People have spotted it in stores already.
$180.
Yay!
And of course it combines with Saba to make the Thunder Tiger Zord, whatever the fuck it was called.
Tiger Zord, not Saba.
Stackshik Zord.
Saba was the
sword. The Mega Tiger Zord it was called.
$200, people. Just because of the sled.
I never liked this Megazord, but it's pretty cool. So
I love this Megazord.
If you like it, get it.
$200.
I might.
Still waiting on my...
At least you don't have to buy it in two separate packages like the original.
Still waiting on my Legacy Astro Megazord.
Actually, yeah, that's actually the reason
why... One day,
why.
My boy. One day.
No, that's the reason why it's so expensive. Because...
You know what's going to be great?
What?
I think I've said this before, but imagine like they keep doing the Legacy and just like 15, 20 years from now, Legacy Megaforce!
God, no.
So many Zords!
And it's just a reissue.
And they're all Zord Builder. You can just... Oh. You can literally fuck shit stack every sword in existence.
Oh my god,
I will totally combine my Plezuo Megazord with the Astro Megazord.
Yeah, because Lane was the one who actually had a fucking headcanon for that.
Yeah.
Because I'll say it once and I'll say it again. I'm only interested in the 5-inch... figures for the Legacy line. Mm-hmm. So if we ever see like more Zeo figures, I'm getting
them. Oh, once they get to the Zeo line, that's gonna be awesome. Oh, Legacy Super Zeo Zords.
No, oh yeah, I'm no, down. No, Legacy Turbo Rescue Zords.
Legacy Zeonizers.
Sure.
Those are gonna go for
Legacy in Space Morphers.
No.
Digitizers.
You know what they can do for the figures? Elgar.
Legacy Elgar.
Yes!
Legacy Elgar.
And you can switch out his face with, like, the American version and the horrifying Japanese version you only saw on certain cutscenes.
Yeah.
Ah!
Basically, the difference between the American and Japanese version is that Japanese version's more, like...
Scarier.
Well, it's not
more
even more...
smiley?
No, it'd be like, his cheeks were more indent.
Anyways, moving on.
Anyways.
The short version is Gar likes 5-inch toys. Moving on.
We know he does.
SIC Kamen Rider Gaim Orange Arms.
Here you go, Raven.
Oh, dick joke.
The thing you want. Fucking yes, I do.
We talked about this before, but it just had its release date announced.
Third picture. Go third picture. That's literally the best one.
I'm literally... Oh, is that...
Oh, wow. I didn't even notice this before. It lengthened the Daimaru into a full katana.
Oh, my God. I just saw Raven's wallet fly towards the screen.
I know, right? Take my money.
It magnetized itself through the screen.
No, I saw... There was another shot with the initial release that I don't see here that literally just had the armor off on its own, set up like a fucking set of samurai armor on display.
Oh my god, does the Muso Saber come with a sheath? Because in one shot it looks like it's sheathed, and in this other one it's very clearly not.
Oh yeah!
Oh my god.
That's awesome. Oh, and the, yeah, and then he has like the sheath holder on the side.
Oh, and the Dai Dai Maru has been lengthened into a full katana. It looks like something Titus from FF10 would wield.
Christ.
Okay, this is... As much as I hate Orange Arms, this is pretty badass.
Makes me wonder what SIC Drive's gonna look like.
We already saw it.
Have we?
Yeah, it was at the Tamashii Nations event.
I gotta look that up.
Like, Drive and Heart were shown on.
But, yeah, this figure's coming out in July.
And to think, they're doing Baron, Ryugen, and Zanga.
I saw Baron. It looked silly.
I want to see SIC Bravo.
Looks cool. Oh, God.
No, SIC Duke!
No, if they continue with the Genesis line.
Yeah.
SIC is in the Genesis.
SIC Bravo will fucking...
Oh.
It'll hurt taking
speaking
out
of Kuga.
There you go, Grant.
Speaking of more figures, the SH Figure Arts Shinkochu Seiho Kamen Rider Kuga Ultimate Form has been revealed.
AKA Renewal.
The Renewal line is releasing Ultimate Kuga.
Pro, it looks beautiful. Con, really, we're no Kiba yet?
Keep going. There!
Oh,
it
it's got the black eyes!
Yep, just like the original figure does.
Wait, nice. Black eyes. Isn't that like.
That's what Kuga, Ultimate Kuga, was supposed to look like.
With the black.
Because, yeah, it was supposed to be. Corrupt him.
Didn't he have the black eyes at the end of episode 48 where he was fighting number zero, though?
Probably. I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I want this, and.
This figure stands at 145 millimeters.
Yeah, they will do.
And comes with a set of replacement wrists and the alternate evil ultimate form head. You can switch between the red and the black. Just
come with a thumbs up hand.
Quote unquote, just in case you don't feel like being a good guy like Godai was.
Aww. Yep.
Release date for this Bandai Premium figure is June of this year and will be priced at 6480 yen.
That's a fucking $90 figure at most.
So
sexy.
Also, besides this Kuga renewal figure, we're also getting another one of
Mighty Form.
Yeah, Mighty Rising Form.
Oh, Rising Mighty.
Yeah, so basically, take the red one that you already have
and slap some gold belt on it.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
oh, gold. So Nuclear Kick Kuga.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nuclear Kick Kuga.
Nuclear Kick Kuga.
No. Again, I don't mind that they're renewing more than just the main riders.
Can they do a renewal Dragon Form, please? That's my favorite.
I want Pegasus Form.
I want Speed Form, damn it.
I'd be totally down for a Titan Form figure.
Guys, Growing Form.
Well, Growing Form's adorable. I kind of actually wish it installed mine.
And then, like, chibi version.
Anyways.
Moving on.
Next on the toy news.
Legacy Falcon Zord package.
Hot on the heels of the Legacy Thunder Zord, they've released the box art for the Legacy Falcon Zord.
The Frog Zord!
Which is based on the movie, which means that they might be doing the movie version of the Ninja Man.
That's what I was going to say.
The head's terrible, though!
I know, right?
Oh.
The whole thing looked terrible.
It was a CGI mess.
But the Falcon Zord is going to be premium die-cast and have metallic paint.
I would literally just have it... I would literally pose it, like, with the wings in like gun mode.
Lane, what you said was stupid. The only way to pose this thing is to also build a train set and have it so that it's using
so that
wings.
It's the missing track.
Yes, that's the only way to pose this thing.
Again, we are seeing this, and all I'm just thinking is, so where are we getting the Alien Rangers?
You know what, Bruno's going to do that when he gets his.
Does look cool. How big is this?
Let's see if there's any info on that.
It doesn't really say something.
It'll be big.
It's,
No, that's the Thunder Zord.
No, don't worry. It's not. I'm honestly interested in the scale. Jesus, I still can't believe how big Titanus is.
Yeah.
Like, good God.
It's got metal chains.
Oh, the fucking wings bend. That's awesome.
Yep.
I just follow something.
Articulation!
No, I just follow something. If we do get Alien Ranger Legacy figures, does that mean we're gonna get a Ninja figure?
Cool. Legacy Ninjor! Because he turned and he was a sword himself!
Ninja Man!
Alright.
I love 5-inch figures.
And these last two stories I'll let you talk about, Gar.
Yeah, because actually. Okay.
Garo anime, I've heard that shit.
No. Yes.
Which one? There's two.
The first one.
Okay, first season, it's getting dubbed by Funimation.
Yeah.
Wow.
Surprising nobody.
That's more or less the story.
And it's,
like, just that's it. That's all I got.
It's being added to Funimation's online streaming services beginning March of this year.
I'm sorry, you said Funimation and licensed a thing, and I went, yeah, as they are wont to do.
But
because, you know, they enjoy working.
Well, it was Gar's choice to mention this.
And to promote, like, the anime, Tamashii Nations is releasing the SH figure arts of Dagaro, Makai Knight, that's in the anime.
Right, that's kind of neat, actually.
Yeah. Basically, this takes place in an alternate dimension. They talk about dimension jumping. So he... A live-action version
of Dagaro Decade.
Yeah. Well, no.
Like, if it's gonna only end with makes me want to watch it.
Let me know if it ends with the protagonist getting shot in the face.
I will.
Holy shit.
What?
I'm sorry. I was looking up, like, I was trying to find SIC Drive and I found him. But then also this. SIC Super Tataba. My God.
Oh, yeah.
That looks sexy as hell.
Considering how ugly Super Tataba is to begin with.
Fuck you. It's the most colorful thing I've ever seen.
Colorful doesn't equal good looking.
Should have been a super form.
The last news feed that we got today, which I just, I lost my shit when I found out.
Yeah.
Tsuburaya releases a teaser for the upcoming Ultraman project.
Because it's their 50th anniversary.
Yeah, Ultraman turned 50 this year. Yay! I'm going to lose my shit in, July. You know what? July's Ultraman month. We're calling it.
I can't wait for more Star U Men.
Yay! But no, basically, it shows a bunch of clips throughout, like, the major parts of the Ultra Series line. And then the video ends with just a black screen with two white eyes saying, "What's next?" With a question mark at the end. So, which, I'm just hoping it's a new Ultraman. Which...
Well, I mean, what else would they do?
Another
movie! More Ultraman!
No, another movie! Then again, we are getting the first 6 seasons on Blu-ray over here for the 50th anniversary. Titled Ultraman Forever.
And ever, and ever, and ever.
But yeah, sorry.
And to end off the news, here's Aaron as the Pink Ranger.
If you're watching the video version.
Yeah, if you're watching the video version.
He's so cute. I just want to cuddle him.
We have no reason, but we just
wanted... There's no context.
David wanted it. Yeah,
David just wanted us to have that.
There's no contacts. It's just...
No contacts.
Hashtag Firm Nation.
Yeah. All right. And that's about it for news. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in, and we'll hear you on the podcast proper.
Over now.
Hear us.
They'll hear us. Not the other way around.
That's what I meant.
We're ready to hear you.
Yeah.
Call in while we're recording.